Kwabena is in Oyarefa. Kwabena, good morning.
Good morning, Kuju. And thanks for this wonderful program.
Talk to us,
my brother.
The
answer is, if the government's ideas are working, would have seen the solution by now. What we are going through right now doesn't seem to depict that any of these ideas is working. And that's why we're in the state in which we are. What pains me most is the ineptitude of this government to first solution. The point is that whatever decisions they make to affect the currency affects us. Okay, my capital has dwindled in the last couple of years, and it is painful, Kojo. It hurts to see how we voted for a government who's supposed to help us promote our businesses, create a living business environment for us to thrive as citizens. None of this is working, and rather we hear politicians say things that rather demoralize and things that intimidate us. It hurts, to be honest with you. It hurts. Thank you.
Thank you, Kwabena. Thank you for calling. He says it hurts. Emmanuel is in Adda. Hello, Emmanuel. Good morning.
Morning, Kojo.
My boss.
How are you doing?
We are here. So, are the measures working?
I listened to all the conversation and the measures you mentioned that the Bank of Ghana said is putting in place. And the first question is that if you say you want to take care of or the need of the corporate foreign exchange, how are you taking care of those ones? Is it not the same foreign that you are holding that you are going to use to take care of them? So, why are you getting the forest to put outside that measure? I mean, the things are not working. They are not working simply because people are holding the dollars. They are holding the monies. The monies are in their polytanks. The monies are in their bedrooms. And so, they are keeping it. Especially the government officials. Their mind is, if they leave power, they will still be holding on to money, they will still be rich. That's the problem we are facing. Because from 2013 in John Mahama era, this same demand and supply thing was there. But the dollar was still around 3 to 4 cedi. So what has changed now? Is the demand now more than 100% from John Mahama's time to this time? It means something, the people were doing something that was holding the dollar. Now these people have come, they don't care. If they will go and we borrow the money and come and celebrate Kenke party, hold it into their own house, make their banks rich, make themselves rich, and the market is suffering. That is the issue. Wow. I think it's time we change leaders and see what next for this. Because looking at the things, we are doomed. There's no hope. As you talk of, there's no hope. I mean, there's no, whether John Mahama or there's no hope. But still, we need to change and see what other leaders will also do.
Okay. Thank you, Emmanuel. Thanks for calling. Della, good morning.
Good morning.
How is Tema today?
Tema, it's well anyway, but the economy is terrible. Yeah, you see, one thing I want to make clear is that the way the whole nation is made up, I'm only praying that when the former president John Dramani Mahama took over, all those stolen money, he should make sure he brought all those people into book and jail them. Because if that is not done, it means that trend will continue in that direction. Because if he couldn't bring them to book, it means that the trend will continue by his administration. And for us, it's a very serious thing that we are calling for as a nation, that all those people who one way or the other stolen money at home, somebody who can keep dollars and millions of things at home, and we expect those people to go scot-free. No, the country is not for anybody. You came into power, you have collapsed so many banks. And all those service and loan banks, and those people are jobless, and your bank is making headway, and you think people are happy. We are only praying that when Mahama comes, he should retrieve all those stolen money and put them into jail. That is our plea as a country. Under that, the train will continue by the next official.
Thank you, Della. Thank you for calling. Chester is in Spintex. Hi, Chester. Good morning.
Good morning, Kojo.
So, are the measures working? We are managing, my brother.
Yeah. So, Kojo, if you think the city as a 16th city is bad, then wait until next year when we start servicing our bilateral debt. I can bet you my last password that by end of next year, city will hit 30 cities. The dollar. We have not seen anything yet. If I keep on telling people that this country is like a crime scene. There's so many bad things that are happening in the system. Because I listen to you carefully say that the alternative is also not good. But see, me, I keep on saying, let's change government every 4 years. Let's move people out of power if you cannot perform. If there is no any reason for us to maintain a government that is not performing, in the sense that, because the next person comes, is also not good, so we should let the current government continue to exist. I listened to you 2014 to 2016. You have never made that suggestion that when you are criticizing John Mahama's government, you have never made that suggestion that, the alternative is also not coming to do anything. But today, your anthem have changed that, this one not performing well. But in case we change, we are scared of the alternative. That should not be coming from people like you. I think there should be consequences for bad governance. There should be consequences for bad governance. If we continue to vote for people that have messed us up, as I speak, I've lost most of my investment because of this DDEP and mark-to-market kind of thing that took place in 2022. I've lost so much money that I don't know how to explain myself. So I want us to, as a communal labor, to fight and change government.
Thank you, Chester. All right, let's go to Nungwa for our next caller. Hello, Godwin.
Yeah, Kojo.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for a good job doing. You see, I always blame we the youth, because the youth are more than these old men in this country. I heard the earlier caller said, when Joe Marmara come, you tell people. Was it not the same thing when Akufo-Addo was coming? Was it not the same thing he was saying? That if he come, he will tell people, whatever. So you see, sometimes if I listen to these politicians, then my heart, I don't know. That's why I don't listen to any other station apart from the FM, because you don't deal with politics. You see, when this man was coming, I think Baumia, he was preaching all over the world, the country, about the economy. Now, you know, if he's there, he's saying anything about the economy. He's not a digitalization person or whatever. What is the meaning of that? So the same thing, if Mahama also comes, he will never go after anybody. The thing I said to scratch my back, I scratch your back. That's what they are doing. So it's about time we need to change all of these political parties, especially NPP and NDC. They are our problem in this country.
Thank you, Godwin. All right, East Legon is our next stop. Hello, Adam Kojo.
Hi, Kojo. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. If you look at the Bank of Ghana's figure, right, it clearly tells you that this government doesn't know how to handle the economy. This is a central bank that financed government budget in excess of 40 billion. They posted 60 billion. What that means is that it means that they are injecting more CD into the economy. So now you have excess CD into the economy. And you continue to spend money printing more notes. You're printing more 200 and 100 denomination notes. It means that you are making available more CDs. And when you make more CDs available, definitely there will be excess supply of CDs. Mm-hmm. And these people they take the CDs and they buy the dollar. Is it not so interesting and funny that every year, if you starting from 2022, anytime IMF injects money into or they disperse part of the facility to us, within 3 months, then you see the dollar going up.
They are actually holding the dollar. They are holding the dollar. So there's enough, there's a lot of cities in circulation for people to just buy and buy and buy the dollar. And if you look at their figures, it's showing. Last year, they printed new notes. This year, 2022, they printed new notes. So if you are saying you are fighting liquidity, and you spent this year, last year, they spent over $80 billion on the OMO market fighting liquidity and inflation, and you are still printing money. Why are you printing more CDs?
Thank you, Adam. Let's take our first Kumasi call this morning. It's Kofi. Hi, Kofi. Good morning.
Hi, Kojus.
Kofi,
handsome,
how are you?
Kojus.
Yes, handsome Kofi. It's good to have you.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Look, let's do this. A champion was a military government. Akufo, General Akufo, FWK Akufo, was a military government. So as also was Jerry John Rawlings, AFRC to PM.
Oh no, we've lost Kofi. Kofi, if you're listening to us on Love FM, please call us back, okay? I'm very keen to hear your point on that. All right. Papa Ansa is in Latte this morning. Papa Ansa, good morning.
Good morning, Okonfu Josaphat. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Papa.
Well, we thank God. Mine is better than yesterday.
Oh, we thank God for that too.
Thank God. And happy birthday to my senior man, Samuel Dami.
Yes, yes.
And everyone. Akonfu, you know something?
Tell me.
The Bank of Ghana and the banks of Ghana are scamming the Ghanaians and even the businessmen. I'm telling you the fact. Because there is no way. So, are they telling us they don't have any wise men there to, I mean, fix this dollar syndrome?
They say they've implemented measures. So.
Oh, senior, let me tell you something. Just last 2 weeks, my uncle needed $1 million. That's why sometimes when you bring these banks into your studio and they come and brag, we have money, they don't have FOCO. My uncle needed $1 million. He went to his bank. His bank told him it will take 3 days. My uncle went to the black market. Within 1 hour, it was transferred. So, what are they telling us? Everything is high now. What are they telling us? You see, they are in connivance with these banks and these politicians. Eh? We are in a country that things are not working well. Look at how this dealer's man was speaking the other time. Say, it's only God. We have to go to church and pray. We need to pray because I don't see the reason why they spend money to go to school, learn, come and solve problems. You cannot solve it. You want.
Yeah, Papa, thank you. Thank you for sharing. We have to go to Koforidua now. Hello, George.
Hello, Peter. Good morning.
Good morning to you, my brother.
the whole thing is becoming some way. I mean, if you're Ghanaian now, you wake up in the morning, you're thinking, especially if you have a kid, you're thinking the next 5-10 years, how it's going to be like. Things are getting out of hand. And it's sad that we have these PhDs, professors, engineers, blah, blah, blah. The fix within a year is gone. This dollar issue, could you have been asking myself, these people on the street, how do they get the money? Who gives them the dollar? You want a dollar, you go to a proper place to go and change. You tell you, we don't have, you have to go to the Abuchi at the other side. Who gives the Abuchi that kind of $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000? The Abuchi can call somebody and then you bring money and change. Who does that? It is these people, our so-called big men. Why are we doing this to ourselves? The next generation, nobody's thinking about Ghana anymore. It's about what we get today, we eat, we feel big. Chelema, that's all. We've turned a lot of youth into scammers, into thieves, into a lot of things in this country. And nobody's saying anything. This is getting out of hand. This is getting out of hand, Kojo. This is getting out of hand. And we should not do anything about it. But I don't know how it's going to be like. Look at around us. Look in Accra. There's traffic lights in the evening. Accra is that dangerous. Daytime, Accra is so dirty. Nobody say, and we have Minister of Sanitation, we have Minister of this, we have Minister of Roads, very bad. We have Minister of Roads, a country that a day, 24 hours can perish in an accident, and the road minister is still at post. How much sort of day, if you are traveling to Kumasi, if you are traveling to Takoradi, you have to pray before to go and come back safely, because the road that was fixed 30, 40 years ago, that narrow road is still the narrow road that we are still using. What is wrong with that?
Thank you, George. I think we have time for one more caller. Let's go to Ayarefa and talk to Samson. Hi, Samson.
This is Humphrey Kwajo.
Yes. Oh, Humphrey. Yes. Forgive us.
Kwajo, good morning.
Good morning to you, Humphrey.
I don't know where to start, where to end. Regarding, I'm a businessman, so I can relate to the Guta rep when he was talking on Joy FM. Kwajo, government needs to sit up. Because we, the businessmen, we are not sleep. Every second, the dollar is going up. You go to the bank, want to take your own money. Currently, when you go to the banking hall to withdraw even $2,000, I am being told that directly from the Bank of Ghana, you can't take your own money, more than $1,000 per transaction. When you go around looking for dollar from the banking sector, you don't get, but you walk to the black market, you can get it. What is the government telling us? What is Bank of Ghana telling us? What is the Vice President, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, who trumpeted his political control before 2016 election? What is he telling us? And he wants to be a president. And he's telling us, we the Ghanaians, we should vote for him to be a president. One simple thing that he spoke about, that he has control, he has arrested the dollar, he has given the key to the IGP. What is happening? Is the IGP, he has taken a bribe? This government have to wake up so that he attend to our needs. Because you go to the port, they give you duty today, by Tuesday, every week, dollar is going up, the port change, the rates are changing. You can't pay duty. You can't pay your taxes. Your import is coming. They give you $6,000. $6,000 few months ago is about maybe 70,000 Ghana cedis. But today, $6,000 is about 90 to 100,000 Ghana cedis.
Yeah.
Where are we going to get the money? Or we should leave the goods at the port for the government to confiscate and give to political followers or food soldiers? Is that what they are looking for? We are suffering. Purchasing powers of the consumers have gone down. Their salary is constant. You will struggle to bring the goods down. But they don't have the money. They don't have the disposable income.
Charlie, I think it's depressing. It's depressing. We need to think our way out of these problems. We need to really think our way out of these problems. And maybe that is one of the responsibilities that the media has to take upon itself, to give the opportunity for thinking, for thinkers to come together and solve our problems. Because as for the ones we've elected and the ones who want to be elected, yeah,